This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
With him, as always, Dan Muir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
And Cassie George.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, John Rush, Dan Muir, Cassie George, and Charlie Grimes. And my deepest apologies to Extreme Auto Repair. They were our last set in the commercial break at the last hour, and I got to talking and messed up.
Yeah, so what are you going to do about it, big guy?
Well, I'm just going to talk about it for a second. Oh, yeah? So, great place to take your vehicle.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times they can get you in without an appointment.
Yeah, just by the way, those of you, we don't talk about this very much in the commercials or even what I talk about before the commercials, but Dennis has, as a facility, that literally 20-plus service bays, I mean plus, so he's got more than 20 bays to service you, full of technicians. They've got all the latest and greatest of technology, equipment, you name it, everything you need. It's like a little mini dealership. In fact, even Dennis will sell a few used cars here and there, so even if you need a used car for, you know, a first-time driver or something along those lines, chances of Dennis having something that would work for you, it's very high that he would have something like that.
Yeah, and not only that, but they got courtesy vehicles. They've got towing. They've got tires. They've got everything.
They got the full gamut, like Dan just said, even on the towing side. If you find yourself in a real pickle, let's just say, they're liable to put a loaner car on the back of the rollback, tow truck, go out, drop it off, pick your car up, take it in, get it serviced. Then when you come pick up everything, you just drop off the loaner car, pick your car up, and away you go.
It's fast and efficient.
It's about as convenient as it gets. So Extreme Auto Repair, 10274 South Ransfeld Road in Parker. Don't forget, Cooper Tires are at cost as well. 303-841-1071. It is an auto repair shop with a heart where they do go to the extreme for you. John Zmerich joining us now, stream.org. John, welcome. How are you, sir?
John.
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Doing well. So you wrote a piece here on stream.org, Jussie Smollett for president.
Absolutely. He is the man the Democrats need to coalesce behind. He embodies the values of the Democratic Party and of the news media in a way, in a, such a pure and perfect way that I really, it's almost as if conservatives invented him. Here, look at what they did with Covington. Excuse me, I'm sorry, my dogs are being playful
right.
In the background. Look what they did with Covington. They didn't bother to look at the videotapes. They didn't bother to check the facts. They didn't bother to talk to any of the people, except they talked to one side. They talked to Nathan Phillips. But they came to a decision based on the fact that one guy was a white male Republican pro-life supporter of the president. So they knew who was innocent, who was guilty. A similar incident, this is really amazing. There's this actor who says he's transgender, India Moore. He tweeted, she calls himself she, this transgender woman, wrote, if a woman has a penis, her penis is a biologically female penis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Wrap your mind around that. What does that even mean?
I have not a foggiest idea. I really don't, John. We talked about that article last week, and my head just kept spinning around. I'm thinking to myself, I have no idea what that person just said. And I said that person because I don't know if it's a he or a she.
It's a guy pretending to be a woman.
Okay, thank you.
Like Bruce Jenner.
Got it. Okay, got it.
I've often said there are three genders, male, female, and ew. But anyway.
Thank you. That's true, too. Male, female, and ew, what's that? Got it.
Ooh, I don't even want to know.
I love it.
That's wait,
please
real quick.
Share that.
What time, John? That's got to be the funniest thing you've ever said on air here.
I love it.
Thank you. All right, but that, in what sense was that person meaning that to be true? In the political sense. In the sense that by saying this, I am putting myself in one of the tribes.
Yep.
And I'm in the tribe of the victims. and you're supposed to side with them because they're historically the victims, and the merits of an individual case, like the Covington kids, don't matter. In North Carolina, a bunch of activists set fire to a statue of General Lee, a marble statue,
right,
and damaged
mm-hmm.
it. Okay? It wasn't the Civil War General
right.
Lee. It was General William Lee. it was General William C. Lee from the U.S. Army Airborne. He doesn't have a beard, and he's in a modern World War II uniform. But you know what? For the left, it doesn't matter. That statue is a patriarchal piece of American empire building, an artifact of American supremacy. It doesn't matter. They were politically right. They were trying to speak out against conservatives, against the Confederacy. So if they got the wrong statue and the wrong General Lee, it doesn't matter. Well, I would say Justin Smollett sums up in his fake hate crime, he sums up the Democrats' values perfectly. Here's a gay man of color who broke free of the narrow patriarchal categories that distinguish, quote, stuff which actually happened, unquote, from, quote, events that might as well have happened since they encapsulate broader trends, unquote. Somebody, he was willing to put his livelihood and even his freedom on the line for the sake of political truth, and he even signed his name on the check. I think that's a sign of courage, integrity, dedication to the values mm-hmm. of the Democratic Party. So I would like to see the Democrats nominate Jesse Smollett, and if he announces, I will actively campaign for him to get the Democrat nomination. He's the candidate the Democrats deserve.
He's it, huh? He's the guy.
Yeah.
So now, we have to break him out of jail first, though, John, probably.
I think if he promised to run for the nomination, I think Trump would be moved to pardon him.
You're probably right. Oh, good
and
point.
I think it gives him more street cred.
Good point. Yeah.
I would say pardon him and give him $1 million to start his campaign. Tawana Browley can be his running mate.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in. I think that good idea, John.
Great Perfect. Idea.
John Zmierak, stream.org. You can find that article and many others by going to stream.org. John, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. Let's do this. Flesh and back. Isn't there a TV celebrity that says ew all the time? What was that on?
Ow.
Ow. Ew. What was that? Ew.
It's Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. Ew.
He does his ow.
Yeah. Ew.
And it's so ow.
There you go. All right. Flesh and Beck coming up next. If you've been involved in any kind of an accident, slip and fall, you name it, and Dan has been in one. So Kevin involved yet?
Yes, he is.
You call him right off the bat?
Yes, I did.
And why is that, Dan?
Why? Because I'll tell you what, in today's age, you need representation.
Because the other guy's going to try to, you know, I shouldn't say the other guy. The other party's insurance company is going to do everything possible to make sure you don't get what you need,
well,
right?
Well, not only that, but all of a sudden now there's three insurance companies involved.
Ooh. Why is that?
I mean, I do you think I'm going to juggle all that?
So you got yours? You got the other guys, and who else?
Yeah, and then the actual owner of the vehicles.
Oh, got it.
The guy was driving a borrowed vehicle.
Got it. So now you got three to deal with.
Three to deal
with.
You
need Kevin Flesh.
Need Kevin.
Kevin Flesh, Flesh and Beck. It's fleshlawfirm.com, F-L-E-S-C-H, 303-806-8886. It's fleshlawfirm.com.
You were just walking into that store when you were in a slip and fall accident as a result of the store owner's negligence. Flesh and Beck know what to do. First, make a report of the incident with the store owner. It's important to have an official document of all the important details. Second, make a note of all of your injuries so you can report them to your doctor as soon as you can. Third, take pictures of the conditions and location of the accident. And remember, it's your job to take care of yourself. Don't waste time arguing about who is at fault. Then, call Flesh and Beck.
Call me, Kevin Flesh, at Flesh Law to get a professional opinion. I will answer all your questions, and I will help you determine if you're entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call me, Kevin Flesh, at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if we can help you get the compensation you deserve.
At Larry's Auto, they're happy to help you however they can so you can keep your car on the road for as long as possible. Larry's even has their very own in-house transmission guy. Most other mechanics send the transmission to someone else. That's how Larry's can do it at a better price and get your car back to you a lot faster. Give Larry's a call today for anything that your car needs, 303-427-2108.
Ideas matter, and we are in a great battle of ideas in America today.
You are searching for thoughtful conversations about the issues that matter to you and your family. What's right? What's wrong? Kim Munson with the AmeriChicks here. Join me every Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., with encore broadcasts each afternoon as we help you dissect issues as right versus wrong instead of right versus left. Agree or disagree? Let's have a conversation right here on KLZ 560.
Stop by the corner of Arapahoe and University for award-winning, locally made wine, along with Chef D's mouth-watering, scratch-made menu. Water's Edge Winery and Bistro, proud sponsor of the AmeriChicks with Kim Munson.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Oh, every day I'm never ceased to be amazed on this show.
Okay, we just scarred Dan.
I just keep learning.
Don't want to know this stuff. I don't.
We're talking about, through the break, transgendered. Individuals.
Is it dinner time, supper time, or something? You really don't.
It's getting close.
Yeah, just don't.
I just don't get it. Not once in my entire life ever woke up and said, I wish I was a girl today.
No, God, no.
Actually, it's a curse. Sorry, no offense, Cassie. No. I don't want to be a woman.
No. I don't want to be a man. I have no desire for that.
Good.
I'm very confident in my skin.
Why would... Okay, I go back to my theory of... I still think it's just you're just kind of sick and twisted if you want to be something that you're not.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you're starving for attention. Maybe who knows?
So I you don't get more know. Attention but by you know, becoming
but,
a
but
woman
the thing
if
of
you're
it
a man.
Is, the thing of it is, if you're a good parent, mm-hmm. you know you will do what you can to not allow this to happen.
Because how do you allow it not to happen? So say your kid comes to you. Say Mikey came to you tomorrow and said, "Dad, I'm really thinking about becoming Michelle." What do you say?
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Well, what do you say if he does?
No, tell him that ain't happening. You're a boy. You were born a boy. You are a boy.
So what if he turns 20 and decides to just get the surgery on his own?
Well, there's not much I can do about that.
No, you got a good point.
Not much I can do about that.
Do you still love him and take care of him?
Do I? Yeah. I mean, I do. I, you know, at that point in time, there's nothing I can do about it. So then do I cut off all communication, not have any chance of ever bringing my son back around?
No, of course not.
You can't do that.
No, I fully agree with that. Cassie?
I was just going to say, so you're saying that the home that you're raised in is important.
The home you're raised in is
important. I believe it is. I absolutely believe it
is. I think that comes down to nurture versus nature. So we did something earlier. I asked the question, okay, if something happens here in this country and everything just goes down the pot, down the old crapper, which it's kind of doing as we speak.
Well, I think more so here in Colorado than
some,
just
some
about
are, some are worse than others. Again, yeah, Colorado's really changing. I looked up other countries similar to the U.S. So we'll go through a few of these, which, again, leads us to the next conversation, which is we need to do everything possible we can to save the republic we now have because there's none others like it. Because here's the comparisons. Number one, Canada. Yeah, well, I'm not moving up there. It's too stinking cold. I don't care how nice they are. I don't care how Canadian nice they are. First of all, they speak two stupid languages, French and English, which is English
well,
is great.
Actually, they speak Americanish.
They speak Americanish. That's right. Americanish and French.
That's right.
And I don't know anything about French and don't want to. So they speak French, and all the signs are in dual, language, which is stupid. The whole thing's dumb. Just pick one. I mean, what are you doing? That's typical. Canadians. I don't want to offend anybody, so let's just do both. Oh, God. That's the Canadian way. We'll just do both. You know, we don't want to offend anybody, so we'll just make it happen with both. Right?
Right. No, exactly.
That's how the Canadian. So that's number one is Canada.
And they put mayonnaise on their French fries, which I'll never understand.
Yes, I don't like that either. They do have some good food, though, pierogies and things like that.
Sure they do.
Okay. Number two is Australia. Problem with Australia is immigration is really, really tight, and they don't like guns.
The last part's a big problem.
Yeah, the gun part for me would be a big issue.
It's a big issue.
And everything's upside down.
It is. I mean, you're hanging on by a thread, man.
I mean, everything's upside down there. You know, winter, summer, summer's winter. It's just weird.
I know.
Everything's opposite. Number three, well, which, by the way, is just roughly the same thing, is New Zealand. Australia, New Zealand, kind of, I know they're not the same country. I'm offending people if I say they're the same. Jamie Atlas would be, flipping mad at me right now. If I said they were the same.
But that's okay, because Jamie once told me I was from Wisconsin. I totally understand that.
Got it. Now, I would not say, I would say they're kind of the same, but he would not. To me, they're the same. Aussies, New Zealand, dollar. I mean, what do they call them? Zucklands?
They were the same.
Kiwis.
Yeah, they wear those same hats and everything, too.
Yeah, Kiwis and Aussies, right? Yeah. They're not the same. Germany. Who wants to live in Germany? How is it the same as us? You got to speak German. Jawohl. or whatever. I mean, the only thing I knew about German was Hogan's Heroes.
Dunkoff.
Yeah. I mean, whatever Schultz would say, that's all I knew. Yeah.
He knew nothing.
He did either. I know nothing. Captain Klink?
No, it's Colonel Klink.
Colonel Klink. Not Captain. Captain. Sorry. Colonel Klink. So anyways, Hogan's Heroes in Germany. Yeah, I have no desire to live in Germany.
Everybody wants to go to the Hofbräu, though.
I guess. No, Cassie, you been to Germany?
I have.
Like it or not?
It was fine. I was there, it was like late October, so it was cold and rainy. And
it's like that all the time.
Younger,
it's like 12 months
so
out of the year
really
there.
I like it. And
isn't it?
They're kind of harsh people.
Kind of.
Whoa.
Like everyone else's time, and then there's like German time, which is like, you know, if you're supposed to be there at 3, you're late by, you know, 2:55.
Did you hear what she just said?
The Germans are pretty strict.
Would you say the Germans are kind of what? Kind of grumpy? Or what did you just say they were?
I remember.
You just said they were kind of grumpy people or something. Or kind of
uptight.
Kind of rude, uptight.
Uptight.
You think?
No, they have great food. I'll give them that.
Great cars, too. The Autobahn. That'd be the only thing to go to Germany for.
Yeah, now I went to West Germany.
Yeah.
And I remember arriving there, and I remember leaving there.
That's it? Because you're drunk the rest of the time.
Heck of a party, man. I'm telling you what.
Got it.
Holy cow.
Okay, last one on this list is United Kingdom. The Brits? We left there. I don't want to go back there.
I don't want to go back there.
What else is left? And what other countries are like what we have here?
There is no country.
So once we screw this one up, we're done, folks. Stick a fork in it.
Yeah.
We've screwed up the entire world if we lose what we have here.
Yes, absolutely.
Am I right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's imperative that we make this work here. The only way we're going to make this work is to defeat the left on a continual basis. Much like I talked to the folks out in Logan County, the Lincoln Day dinner we had the other night. I mean, we're all at war with the left. Call it what you will, folks, but we're at war.
Yeah.
And if we don't start acting like it, we're going to lose.
And here's where people should be really concerned. It's that they're coming after your kids.
Yeah, so let me ask you guys a question.
Into protective, mama bear, papa bear parenting mode and go after these sick people that want to ruin your children.
Okay, so question
Without
for you
your
guys.
Permission.
I've never fought in a war, but I know a lot about war. In fact, as kids, you'd play war. I know you can't do that anymore, but as kids, you play war, right? So let me ask a question. At least in the wars I fought as a young kid amongst peers, there was no Geneva Convention. When you played war, you played to win, right?
Exactly.
You did anything you possibly could, cheat, whatever, didn't matter, whatever it took to win, you did whatever in war you needed to win, right?
There were no rules.
Because there's no rules. It's whatever you have to do to win is what you do, right?
Yes.
So why don't we do that? Why have we not, and I asked this question the other night to the people sitting in the audience, why do we as conservatives feel the need to always be so, quote unquote, fair and nicey-nicey and make sure that everybody's happy and we can all play together? This is war, folks. Who cares if we play together? I'm done playing with the left.
Well, obviously,
I'm sick and tired of them, frankly.
Well, the left doesn't care.
No, they don't care.
As soon as they take power, what do? They move their agenda forward.
Right. Why don't we?
And we never do that.
Because we're too nice.
Why didn't we get funding for the wall when we had, the House, the Senate, and the presidency? Why didn't we?
Why didn't we get rid of Obamacare?
Why didn't we?
Because we're a bunch of wusses.
Exactly.
That's why. I'm being frank, folks. We are just a bunch of wusses. Now, I also said something the other night that I'm sure some people in the audience didn't appreciate. I'm sick and tired of hearing this. We've got to come across the aisle and work together and shake hands and do whatever we need to do.
No, we don't. We have to defeat them.
Fooey on that business.
Because they don't care. It's not because that's the wrong, thing to want on our side. Like, yes, I mean, I think we should want to reconcile with people we disagree with, but they're not looking at it that way.
This is
they
politics.
Don't
okay.
care.
Keep in
because,
mind, though.
Because they're going to shake your hand and go, thank you for that, and they're going to stab you in the back.
I'm going to stop you for just 1 second, though, real quick. Keep everybody, I want to make sure I'm saying this correctly. I'm talking about politics. As a Christian, I know we're supposed to love each other. I get that. We're supposed to try to live with each other, live peaceably, all of that. I understand all of that. But folks, this isn't Christianity. This is politics. This is all-out war when it comes to the saving of our country because there's no other bastions of hope left once this country's gone. So this business of being nicey-nicey because we're Christians or because we're this or we're that, we got to throw that crap out the window and start winning. At all costs.
I'm with you, man.
Am I wrong?
Well, no, you're absolutely right. And every time we reach across the aisle.
Oh, I'm so sick of hearing that.
We compromise. You know what we do is we move their ball forward.
That's exactly
because
right.
They're not going to compromise.
No, they're not.
They never do.
No.
They never do.
So
and we've got to stop accepting their premise on stuff.
So either play hardball or accept that you've lost.
So how do we get back in the game? Because no offense, we're sitting on the sidelines. We're all just sort of watching. I mean, we're in the game.
I think you're asking the $64,000 question. You know, until we've got people that are on our side with the means, we talked about this. I can't remember who it was with. Unless we're ready to invest in our country, we're not going to win. Until we're ready to invest, until we're ready to, who was it that we're talking about? It says, yeah, they'll donate to the hospital and they'll do this and that, but they won't invest into the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the left does all the time. The left is constantly investing.
The left invested into Colorado, and that's now why they own the state.
Exactly.
The Band of Four, or whatever we used to call them. Stiers and those guys here.
Well, the blueprint, all that.
I mean, they did it.
They did it, and until we're ready to invest, it's not going to happen. And not only that, but the problem is that a lot of people on our side do not hold tight to the convictions of what it takes to make it work. They're used to. Just once again, compromise. They're used to, you know what? They're not affecting my lifestyle. I'm just going to keep doing my thing.
But eventually it does.
Yeah, eventually it does.
Because everything eventually will affect us.
And then also how we spend the money, where we spend the money that we have. Extremely important.
As in?
And then,
explain.
Campaigns. So for Republican campaigns. You know, that people spend, you know,
I don't think that
we spend the money.
No, we don't. We don't do it wisely.
$100 million each party, and the Democrats will probably still win because they're going to be up on what's relevant, and we're not.
We heard, in fact, she's going to come on air with us relatively soon. What's her name? Susan, who's running for the state chair.
Susan Beckman.
Susan Beckman, running for state chair.
Oh, good.
And she basically talked about how, in one particular section of the state, there was as far as the party went, there was a little bit of excess money left over towards the end of the cycle, getting close to the election. And instead of actually spending that money on things that would be, in my view, effective, they spent the money on mailers. Now, just as a side note, in fact, all the people that I consult in business on a regular basis, mailers are like bottom of the list of things to do marketing-wise today. Reason being, first thing most people do when they go to the mailbox is what?
Throw them away.
Thank you. It's a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the point Cassie made a moment ago, even the money inside the party that we have that we spend needs to be spent correctly and done well. And here's the thing that I don't know what's working inside of our party because I don't know the inner workings of the party that well. But Trump figured this stuff out.
Right. See, what Trump did is he set the narrative.
Right.
Now, Cassie just got done saying that the left knows what's hip and what's trending or something like that. They know. That's because they said it. That's because mm-hmm. they set the issues. They set the narrative. They're the ones that come up with global warming. They're the ones that come up with, well, we need more money for our children and education. They're the ones that come up with, we need Family Leave Act. They're the one, and then we go, oh, we don't want to sound cold-hearted, so we agree with them. Who on our side, other than Donald Trump, is out there setting a narrative? Right now, Donald Trump is making a case, and he's winning, that we need the wall, to build the wall.
Well, it's played to their level.
And he ran on.
Beat them at their own game.
Here's the things he ran on. You need a job. We need a wall. We need to get this immigration thing under control. So here's the things I noticed that he was running on. Immigration, the wall, the fact we need money. You need a strong economy. You need to work. And we got to get this trade thing fixed, right? Were those not maybe the three main points that he ran on?
Yeah, exactly. And he also ran on the tax cuts.
Correct.
What's happening right now is that the left is setting the narrative on the tax cuts. And what is that new narrative they're setting?
That there's no money.
No. The narrative that they're setting is, your refund's not as big as
you. That's what I mean. There's no money. There's no money there's no money coming back from the IRS in your refund.
But
there is.
Why is that?
As much.
Because you didn't pay. But they're not setting that narrative. So what they're doing is because nobody looks at their pay stubs. Nobody knows what's going on. So they're setting and where's our side fighting that? Our side fighting that at all?
No.
Is our side fighting? No, the reason your refund isn't as big is because you got to hang on to your money instead of turning it over to the government.
Yep. Now, if I was going to run for office, in fact, maybe I could say this as soon as I come back. If I was going to run for office, there are certain things that, frankly, I would stay clear away from. And by the way, they're religious folks out there listening, you Christians, probably wouldn't like the direction I would take my campaign. I'll talk about that in just 1 minute because I think it's the direction that we as a party need to go. We'll come back and talk about that in just 1 second. Thunderstorm Roofing coming up next. And Wally Gobby would love to take care of your roof, anything that's needed, you know, all winter long. And by the way, we've still got snow coming. We're not done. There's a storm coming even this weekend, right, Dan?
Yes, this weekend.
So, hey, there's a little break in the action. Sunshine right now. Maybe you got a leak develop, things along those lines. Give Wally a call and find out if he can come out and check things out for you because I'm sure he will. 720-541-0705, thunderstormroofing.net.
Hello, this is Wally with Thunderstorm Roofing, and here is a real customer and their experience with me.
My name is Jimmy, and I met Wally through a co-worker who has known Wally for a number of years. And my co-worker spoke highly of him and gave him a good recommendation, and so I made contact with Wally after that. It was easy to work with him. When he said we were going to meet, he was there on time. He was very punctual. It was easy to select the products that I wanted for my roof. The work was phenomenally well done, and what I appreciated most was that the cleanup was especially well done. Didn't find any nails or leftover building materials after the roof and gutters had been repaired. We did work with my insurance company to try and get them to pay for additional things. I was able to get new gutters with his help. I would recommend him, and I actually have gave his number out already a couple of times.
Again, this is Wally with Thunderstorm Roofing. If you think that I can help you with an example like this, please give me a call. My phone number is 720-541-0705, or you can reach me through my website at thunderstormroofing.net.
When Jacqueline and Brian Clark heard what sounded like someone coming up their basement stairs in the middle of the night, they had no guns at home. Suddenly, their alarm system, their Rottweiler dog, and the baseball bat behind their bed seemed woefully insufficient as they waited, terrified, for police to arrive.
Those 15 minutes felt like a lifetime.
For the first time, we understood the importance of firearms for personal safety. We never wanted to feel that fear again. So the day after our home invasion scare, we purchased a handgun, which we didn't know how to shoot.
As they took classes together, Jacqueline and Brian discovered the recreational side of shooting. They began setting aside date nights at the range, and Brian started shooting competitively.
Not only did we feel empowered, we were having fun.
When we decided to open our own shooting range, we intentionally created a space where all levels of shooters could develop the critical skill of self-defense while enjoying the process.
Take your first step towards security at Bristlecone Shooting in Lakewood. Become a member today at bristleconeshooting.com.
As a result of the continuous and extensive training they do at Arvada West Auto and Truck, they can help to fix any problem with your car, including those highly technical and hard-to-fix problems that many mechanics can't. Drop by the shop at 11752 West 64th in Arvada or call 303-422-1065 if you have any questions about your vehicle.
This is Lee Habib on our next Our American Stories, the life story of Johnny Cash, who was born on this day in history in 1942, and you won't want to miss it. Also, Herschel Walker, talking about life and God.
Our American Stories, tonight at 10 on KLZ 560.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. So what would I do if I was going to run for office?
Oh, boy.
Okay, here we go.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
First thing is, I want more money in your pocket. And the way you do that is by reestablishing some of our trades, revamp some of our schooling, change things around in the way that we actually train our young adults when it comes to how to make money. And one of the things I would do, and I know it would be a tussle, I would make sure that every kid by the time they graduate high school knows how to balance a checkbook, or at least go onto their online account and do so. Be part of their, it would be a required part of the curriculum. It's not the sex ed crap we're doing here in Colorado, but how do you think and manage money?
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's more important than sex ed. So that's the first thing I would do.
Yeah, but I mean, they're looking at it, so it's not because government is going to take care
of it. Yeah, but John, it could really affect my student's self-esteem if he doesn't have much money in that checking account.
Exactly. That's why he needs to learn how to get more in there.
I mean,
really,
you know,
sad.
So once you've exposed him to the fact that he has no money,
Then he'll realize he needs to get some in there.
No,
and
then
work.
He'll just probably go hide in a corner somewhere.
Oh, got it.
Probably.
Okay. Next thing I'd work on is immigration. Trump can build the wall. I'm more worried about punishing businesses that employ those deadbeats that shouldn't be here in the first place. That's where I'd go after. I'm tired of businesses employing illegal aliens on a routine basis, and they need punishment.
Well, you know, who's really the deadbeat is not the person that they're hiring. It's the person doing the hiring.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
So I wouldn't call the illegal Mexican coming up the deadbeat because they're wanting to work.
Well, they are, but they're taking jobs away from some of us.
No, the employer is taking away the job.
Okay.
This is not the fault. You take away the demand,
and they won't be here.
And the supply goes away.
No, you're right. No, and that's what I'm saying. That's exactly right. You know, punish the business, and those people don't show up in the first place.
Correct.
Deregulation. I know Trump started it, but I would continue on with, I would call deregulation as I would say, make it more fun to be in business.
We should be encouraging people to
be in business.
To be in business, yeah. Right. It shouldn't be this, you know, terribly difficult, thing that just like overwhelms everyone. It should be easy.
Right, should be easy. I would reel in the IRS, the SBA, and other non-essential government agencies. And SBA being one of those non-essentials. In fact, SBA is not needed.
It needs to be shut down.
All you need to do is shut them down. Give the banks more leniency when it comes to lending. And
but
call it good.
The banks will come up with their own lending
practices.
They'll
figure it out.
The thing the SBA did is it came in between the relationship of the business owner and the bank.
That's right.
And that relationship doesn't exist if you have an SBA loan.
Right now, I know of more businesses out there that are suffering from the SBA than are being helped by the SBA.
No question about it.
I would also revamp welfare. I would put more power into how people's needs are met, into churches, charities, 501c3s, and so on, and I would basically try to eliminate welfare of any kind from Section 8 housing across the board. Now, I know that's not very popular, but that's what I would do. Welfare is killing this country, and it will continue to kill it if we don't reel it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
And how much of that stems from people who don't, going back to, your education thing, who don't know how to get a job,
right,
don't know how to work, don't know how to manage their money, don't even know how to calculate, the value of a dollar in their country. I mean, I bet if you went to any young person today and you said, what's the value of a dollar in America versus, Canada, they would have no idea what you're talking about.
That goes back up to revamping, putting more money in the pocket, revamping trades and things along those lines. And by the way, when it comes to immigration, I would reel the IRS in and have them stop nonsense audits that don't need to exist in the first place and have them start auditing businesses that employ illegal aliens. I would shift what they're actually focused on instead of auditing, whatever return because something just doesn't look correct, to auditing these businesses that are employing illegal aliens that are basically cheating the system because they're basically paying them under the table anyways. Billy Bob is next. Billy, welcome. What's going on?
Well, this is a subject near and dear to my heart. Been listening to you guys for eons. Dan, you may remember me when we were talking about the Mooney with the pneumatic autopilot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't call in, but I do listen every
Thank
day,
you.
Including, absolutely. I was thinking about this a couple of years ago, and if you really think about this, and I don't want to give up, this is not what I'm saying, but the left has systematically enclosed and taken over every aspect of the what I call the general sheep public, the media. They now have the money, Bloomberg, Soros.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have mm-hmm. the money,
yeah.
And they're donating billions. We're not talking a couple million. Mm-hmm. I'm talking billions. And Soros has 5 or 6 different organizations that they disguise as good stuff. The other thing I wanted to say, if you want to see how the left took over Colorado, check out Rocky Mountain Heist.
Yep.
By Michelle Malkin. It is boring and it'll make you angry, but you'll see how they did it. They've taken over the schools. They've taken over the media. Trump only delayed this, unfortunately. And the Republican Party couldn't be a more sorry bunch mm-hmm. of staff.
Yep. Yep. No, you're right. No, Billy Bob, you're 100% correct.
Spot on.
You're spot on the money. No, appreciate the phone call. Thanks for listening. Keep up the great work on what you're doing. And one other thing, by the way, that I would not do, and this is what's going to rub some of our folks on the right and even some of our Christian friends, I wouldn't talk about abortion. I think the abortion side of the fence is going to cure itself over time just with education, and it's already, you're already seeing the numbers continually drop. you know, year after year after year. I think, frankly, some of what we talked about even this week when it comes to, you know, looking back in time and looking at some of those things, I think it's going to cure itself as time goes by without a lot of intervention, politically speaking anyways. I just think morally speaking, it will just get – if you do some of these other things I'm talking about, it'll fix itself anyways.
Yeah, but I think right now – I would agree with you a month ago, but I think right now with the horrifying – stance that the left has taken on abortion, I would pound them into the ground with it. Absolutely. Because they've crossed the line. When you got pro-choice Democrats now saying that, hey, you know what? I didn't sign up for this.
Agree. But again, I think that will...
But what do you do?
I'm talking about me. If I ran for office, that's just something I wouldn't go after.
Yeah. But what do you do when you're in a debate and someone says... I want to know your stance on abortion, because you can't say I don't have a stance on that.
Here's my stance. I believe every life should be valued.
Yeah, so you have a stance on abortion.
I do. Every life should be valued.
So you're saying you just would not use it as a campaign.
It would not be my platform.
Platform.
But every life values. And by the way, ma'am, it's not just abortion that I'm not for, because every life values. I'm for, you know, pre-selection of who gets born. I'm against that, I should say. And I'm also against... you know, killing an old person because they're no longer useful in the old folks' home. This goes way beyond abortion. I want to value life again, like we once did in this country, which we no longer do. So frankly, ma'am, this isn't just an abortion issue. This is a value of life issue. That's how I would answer that.
That's a good answer.
Now, next thing I would say, I wouldn't get on the gay agenda, even though I'm on it a lot on this show.
Oh, they'll bring it up.
I would not get on it.
But you don't have a choice.
But again,
they are going to grab your sound bites. They are going to...
Oh, I know.
Hammer you with it. So how do you respond?
Again, I'm not,
to
that? I don't know if I'm necessarily saying it's me running or just somebody that should be running.
Okay, but if it was you,
me, I can't run. I'm been on air saying too many bad things.
Hammer you with it.
But you know, if somebody not on radio ran, this would be the platform I would run it. I wouldn't mention it. You know, it is what it is. Whatever.
Yeah, I think that's a good call.
And then the next one I would not bring up is the race card side of this. Everybody's playing that today. I wouldn't go there. Non-issue. And by the way, Trump didn't do much of it in his campaign.
No.
You don't need to. Because you know what? We're all part of the human race. That would be my answer.
That's right.
There is no race, really. We're all born. If you do DNA, you would know whether somebody was black, white, yellow, or pink with white polka dots. We're all part of the same race.
Yep.
I don't care the color of your skin. I don't care if you're male, female, whatever. We're in this together to save this country, to save this republic, and keep things going. The other thing I would do is educate every one of my constituents and everybody listening the difference between a republic and democracy. Because they're not the same.
So you want to save our democracy?
I want to save the republic.
Or the republic.
Because they're not the same. I don't want a democracy. And I would tell everybody that I talk to on my campaign daily, this is not a democracy, folks. It's a republic. Each one of your voices counts in a republic. It doesn't in a democracy. And I would explain that every single solid day to the point where people would finally realize, hey, my vote does count. And this is what I'm going to do. That would be my campaign.
Not bad.
And I think, frankly, here in Colorado, that's what we need to do to try to win this state back. Quit dinking with some of the petty things we constantly talk about in this state that, frankly, aren't winning us any races.
Yeah, but, John, you know, because of global warming, the ski resorts will be out of business next year because they won't have any snow.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, the world's going to end in 12 years, Mr. Rush.
That's what AOC says.
What are your plans to keep it from ending in 12 years?
I think the data was
90% of the scientists agree.
Yeah, well, 90% don't. You can go look at any data out there you want to, and you'll find really quickly that no, that's not the case. In fact, most meteorologists will tell you that there's no such thing as global warming.
Oh, and I suppose you believe in God too.
Yes, I do, actually. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers, good guy. He'll help you with any of your mortgage needs. It's really simple, 720-895-0500. Whether you're self-employed, which we talk about a lot, he'll help you. Not a lot of brokers do self-employed loans. Kurt's got many options for you that are self-employed. 720-895-0500.
2019 is here, and rates are still in the low fours. Denver's housing market is continuing to increase in value, with over 35,000 more families moving in than out annually. The feds continue to raise short-term rates, like auto loans, credit cards, but many of our clients are paying off their credit cards before rates increase again. Others are doing much-needed home improvements, like new carpet, kitchens, finishing basements, etc., and then some are just putting money away for that rainy day. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Have you heard? There are loans specifically available for those self-employed or those without W-2s. You now have options. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Your locally owned and trusted mortgage broker since 2001, where we specialize in you, the customer. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. Affordable Interest Mortgage. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Oh. It's not on my sheet. That's okay. Larry's. Sorry. Larry's Automotive and Transmission.
What? Larry's didn't make the sheet?
That's all right.
Oh,
we'll still talk about
them. Well, we have to.
Good guys.
Great guys.
They'll take great care of you.
They're the best.
Yes, they are.
No question about it.
303-427-2108. It's full bumper-to-bumper service. And, you know, what should I say about this? Even if your car's wrecked. What, Dan? They'll still help you out.
They will.
They'll still take care of you.
That's right. Because mine's going good tomorrow.
There you go. Wrecked. Even a wrecked car, they'll take care of. 303-427-2108.
At Larry's Auto, we do it all. You turned on your windshield wipers and they left more ice than before you turned them on. Oh no, now you need Larry's. You turned on your car and your neighbors two blocks away can hear your belt squealing. Oh no, now you need Larry's. You have old bald tires, so you slid into a curb and smashed your front axle. Oh no, now you need Larry's. A lot can go wrong with your car during the winter. It's important to make sure your wipers work right. You need to make sure your belts and your hoses aren't cracked, frayed, or broken, and you need good tires to avoid costly accidents in the snow. And at Larry's Auto, we do it all. We will fix any problem with your car or truck, and at Larry's, you will always get a special radio listener's discount when you mention KLZ. You always want to avoid major car problems before they happen. But if anything goes wrong on the road this winter, you need Larry's Auto. Call Larry's Auto today at 303-427-2108.
Be sure to join me, Dan Muir, along with Paul Nigro, a group insurance analyst, for a special edition of Rush to Reason, coming up this Thursday at noon right here on KLZ 560.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. All right, moving right along. Ever been to Costa Bonita?
Ooh, yeah. I have not.
Oh.
Dan's never
I've
been.
Never been.
Are we going to do a remote at Casa Bonita?
Beautiful house. They didn't reply to my email.
Well, maybe you should go. It's a pretty house. Beautiful house.
Maybe
pretty
you should
house.
Stop by.
Maybe you should just go knock on the door. You're right there.
Say hey.
Don't you live near there? You're not that far from them. Anyways, we need to do a visit to Casa Bonita. Somebody else has. There's a man. Andrew Novick, is one of Casa Bonita's biggest fans. And 9 News sat down to learn more about some of his favorite parts of the iconic restaurant. Andrew has a mission. Spread the word of the epic greatness that is one of Denver's area's most iconic restaurants. Novick, a Denver resident and longtime staple in the local arts community, has been dining at Casa Bonita every year since it opened in 1974. He recently celebrated his 300th visit.
Wow. That's dedication.
I just want to know, you know, like who hurt him as a child? Because why does he want to be there?
Well, he goes because he wants to stay regular.
I've heard about that.
He keeps the plumbing going, so to
they
speak.
They do have good sopapillas.
Okay, so here's some things about the restaurant, okay? I know they have good sopapillas.
Dan doesn't know what a sopapilla is.
Okay, hold tight. We're going to talk about that. So when you said that, okay. He started going in 1974, the year it opened. He was 5. I think the year it was open.
Oh, did you?
I think so.
Everybody did, and they haven't been back since.
No, we used to go all the time. It was like anytime a family member came to town, we ran down to Casa Bonita. It was like an event. Charlie's shaking his head because that's what he did too. That was a big deal. Hey, where are we going? Casa Bonita. So-and-so's coming to town. What are you doing? Going to Casa Bonita. They wanted to. Yeah, it was a big deal. Go to Casa Bonita. So I went a ton as a kid. It was like a great place. Cliff divers, the whole bit. What's your favorite meal? This is of Mr. Novick. Chili Rellenos. I usually alternate between that and the chicken deluxe because I love the cheese enchiladas. I got to design my own meal for the event yesterday, the Andrew Deluxe, which was a chili relleno and cheese enchiladas. It's a home run. Giddy up. Do you have a favorite attraction at Casa Bonita? He says, yep, the waterfall and Black Bart's Cave.
What's Black Bart's Cave?
Oh, you go there and get your picture taken and stuff. It's a little maze thing. You haven't been, Dan?
I mean, the place I've never been there.
You would love Casa Bonita, actually.
Creepy and grimy and dirty. Like, John only goes in if he's wearing, like, a full, you know, suit where he's got gloves on and, you know, a hazmat suit. Yeah, he's, like, you know, not touching anything. He doesn't breathe on anything. You know, you go in and it's kind of dark and you, like, wind through this maze and you pay for your food and then you wind through a maze and you take your tray and then you wind through a maze. And
it's like a big cafeteria. It's like furs. It's like a big furs with attractions.
And don't look into the kitchen. Too many rats.
Don't look in there.
Just don't look in.
There's rats in the kitchen.
We don't know if there's rats, Cassie.
But do we know if there's not?
It passes health inspections.
Passes health inspections.
Does it, though?
Yes, it does.
Do anything that might get us sued.
Yeah, that's and the food's good. If you like Mexican Casa Bonita food. So are there special rooms or features at Casa Bonita that most people don't know about? Most people don't know about the bullfighter room.
The what?
The bullfighter room. It's in the top far right corner, a quarter mile from the kitchen.
Quarter mile?
That's what it says.
How big is this place?
It's big. It's a big restaurant. It's a big, it's a former JCPenney department store. The place is huge.
No kidding?
It's huge.
Three stories?
Yeah, thing's awesome. The concave ceiling pink palace room creates very interesting audio wave propagation. You can hear someone whispering from across the room. Casa Bonita has a lot of history. What are some fun facts you know about the restaurant? Sometimes they make 10,000 sopapillas in a day. The fountain and pool system contain 50,000 gallons of water. The figure in the top of the gold dome outside is, I cannot pronounce the name, an Aztec king. Cuauhtomoc, something like that. The outdoor fountain came from Guadalajara, shipped in several pieces. What's the scariest part of Black Bart's hideout? The buzzing skull still scares me every time, he says.
Really?
Yep.
After 300 times, After 300, he still scares him.
His favorite memory of Casa Bonita was I was a young group from the Denver Modernism show, and they wanted a tour, so I showed them all around the restaurant and relayed many facts and non-facts. People loved it, so I just kept going. Now other people do my tour, too, and a friend even did it in French. I hope it can be presented in several languages. Do you think you'll make it to 400 visits? He says, by all means, but it might be a while. My recent average is 8 to 10 times a year. So he says, you must have eaten a lot of sopapillas over the years. What's the estimate? He says, I've probably eaten about 1,000.
Holy cow.
Dan's had none. This guy's had 1,000.
Okay, so now a listener just texted in, and the gorilla?
Oh, there's a gorilla there, yeah.
What's the gorilla?
He runs around and while you're eating and stuff. Scares the kids, whatever.
Oh, good.
It's fun. We'll have to go sometime. You would enjoy it. We'll make a little outing of it and go at some point. So, and there's a mariachi band.
Oh, fantastic.
All right. We'll come right back. Extreme Auto Repair is up next. And if you look to the west, it's a fabulous sunset tonight. And you know what? Those Extreme is to the south in Parker. 10274 South Ransfeld Road. Anything you need for your vehicle, they'll take care of you. Cooper Tires at cost. 303-841-1071. That's Extreme Auto Repair.
Don't be that guy. You're driving along to work, the roads aren't bad, you can't understand why traffic is moving so slowly. And then you see him, up ahead, a car with its hazards on, completely blocking the right lane. No sign of an accident at all, just that guy, making you late for work for no apparent reason. But you listen to John Rush, so you know the reason. That guy didn't take his vehicle to Extreme Auto Repair for routine maintenance. Dennis Brewster makes it so easy. All that guy had to do was drop off his car at Extreme Auto Repair, and Dennis would have given him a free loaner vehicle. He would have had a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on all of the repairs, and in the unlikely event of a breakdown, Dennis would have sent out one of his own tow trucks to pick up that guy for free. Instead, he's ruining everyone's commute. Don't be that guy. Call Extreme Auto Repair this week, 303-841-1071.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Okay, Rush to Reason. Denver's afternoon rush, KLZ 560. Again, if you haven't looked to the west.
Gorgeous.
Nice evening, right?
Gorgeous.
Now, what did you say? We got more snow coming in this weekend?
That's what it's saying right now. Forecast Friday through Sunday snow.
So, folks, make sure that vehicle's ready to go. We got lots of places you can do that with. And by the way, I don't mention this enough, but if you use any of our sponsors, please let them know you hear them on Rush to Reason. We appreciate that very much. They do as well. In the meantime, all right, tomorrow morning, it is Cassie George on the AmeriChicks, right? What time, Cass?
6 to 7 a.m.
6 to 7 a.m. Are you going to throw us under the bus this time?
Probably, yes.
We'll be listening.
Yeah, we'll be listening to find out.
All right, if you missed the first hour, it's next. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.